Urta Punjab finally released this weekend, but unfortunately not where I am, which is Singapore, and despite the widely publicized availability, I was not about to torrent the film. But I also didn't want to make you wait another week for an episode discussing it, so we have this week instead a filler episode where I will get some initial reactions on the movie from someone who did actually watch it, and we will spend a lot of time discussing the whole CBFC controversy and what should be done to help improve and reform the CBFC. And we will be back next week with our regular programming, with a full breakdown and review of Urta Punjab, as well as trailers and all that other good stuff. Until then, enjoy this week's show. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya, and I have with me Veer joining us over Skype.
Hi guys, how are you?
So the movie of this week is Urta Punjab, and this week's episode is going to be a little different because I unfortunately have not managed to see the movie, which is sad because I'm in Singapore and the movie hasn't released yet in Singapore. But the good news is that Veer is in Bombay and he has seen it and he has a lot of thoughts and opinions. So definitely very excited to hear those.
Yes, so am I excited.
Great. So then, I mean, Veer, let's just get started. What is, you saw the movie? What are your overall impressions?
Well, I really like the movie, and I think it's not only about Punjab, but the drug problem is happening almost everywhere around the world. Like even in like I see a lot of these crime patrol episodes on TV where they actually show about these drug problems. And also I'd seen this one episode where these boys, like actually like 11 and 12 year old like teenage guys, like they actually like hired to do some contract killings, and in return they get drugs.
What?
Yes, like they are like actually like how you say in Hindi, how you say like you take supari of one person. So this one main guy, like he tells these people that I will give you drugs in return if you do my work, and this work is actually like to like kill all those enemies of that particular person. So these guys, they do it, and then they get these drugs and all in return.
Right, so that's how intense the drug problem is. Like, these are the lengths people are willing to go to actually
Yeah.
get drugs.
Yeah.
And so, how does the movie do in terms of actually showing that and bringing that across?
Well, of course, like this movie, a little bit like it's not like in terms of killing and stuff, but like it's just the main problem of how all these youths and all like are succumbing to these drug problems and all that. So like in the movie, like there was this one scene where this the actor's brother, like he is totally like into drugs and stuff. He cannot get over the habit, so like he goes and he buys drugs and he starts injecting them to into his own body, and then he gets hospitalized because of drug overdose. And it's not only about kids, but even in the movie they even showed all the like all the senior citizens and old people also like taking these kind of drugs.
And how were the performances in terms of the acting?
I really liked it. Like, you know, like I've always looked at Alia Bhatt as this really cute and bubbly little girl, but in this movie she was like totally different. Like, you know, she played the Bihari drug addict, so it was like really different to see her in that way.
Yeah, I think universally that's one of the things that has really surprised people and
Yeah.
shocked people. I've heard actually Karina was kind of the weak link amongst the four. Would you agree with that, or?
Yeah, like Kareena, of course, like she was like playing the doctor in the movie. So like I really like don't know what about Alia Bhatt and Shahid Kapoor. Like they were like playing the, because they were actually like playing the drug addicts, so you
Yeah.
actually know what these guys go through that way.
Interesting. And what about Diljit Dosanjh making his
He's also like
Bollywood
good, like
debut?
he was playing the cop of like who stops these drug problems. And also like I'll not like reveal much about
Yeah.
what he does in the movie, so I think you should watch that for yourself.
Yes, definitely. I'm very excited to watch the movie next weekend.
Yes.
What about in terms of the music?
Music, I really liked it. It was like something different. Like it was like a kind of a hip hop and trance kind of blend that Amit Trivedi had done. So like the title track of Udta Punjab, that was like really good.
Yeah, I think Amit Trivedi is one of my, I think, favorite music directors in Bollywood. And right from his first movie, which I think was Dev D.
Amir, I think.
Oh,
I'm not.
Amir was first, you're right. But Dev D was the one that really got him to a lot of attention. I love that album. And this one already, for also from what I hear, it's really good.
Yep.
And how does the music fit into the movie? Because in Dev D, I remember, like, the music is very integrated in the movie, and it actually helps progress the story along as well. Is it similar in this movie?
Yeah, it's something very similar. Like it's more in like it's there's not like kind of a, like a song and a dance kind of sequence, except like in the starting introduction where Shahid Kapoor is shown like performing on stage. But others, most of the others are like mostly as a situational kind of like the song is playing in the background while the scenes are going on.
Yeah. And even the performing, Shahid Kapoor performing, is still related to the story because Shahid Kapoor is the rock star in the movie.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like, the writing and story and stuff.
Like it was really good. Of course, like I don't know, like I did get a little bit bored like in the second half, but otherwise like in the first half is really good. I didn't really understand the ending, so like I'm not sure about how they were trying to end the movie. So like maybe I don't like they could have given some solution to this thing or some kind of disclaimer, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I was reading an interview. I think the idea was to leave the ending deliberately open-ended because to, and again, I don't, this is without me watching the movie and knowing the story and how it links, but the idea, I think, was to show that this drug problem and drug issue is very much an ongoing thing, and it's something that needs to be solved. And so by deliberately not resolving it, it's like, okay, guys, like, someone, like, we need to do something. So you mentioned you got a little, the second half was maybe not as good. What are some of the specific things that you maybe didn't like or that you thought could have been
Like
done?
it was like the first half, like it was like really still they're showing all the characters, introductions and everything. But I think in the second half it was like going a little bit slow as compared to the first half. So I think that's what got me a little bit bored.
And is there anything else that you maybe would have done differently, or anything else that you like a specific scene or specific performances?
This of course like Shahid Kapoor's this thing was like really good, and I think like in the when they had shown the trailer that time they had actually like shown a figure. They had said like 70% of Punjab youth is in drug addict,
Yeah.
but over here in the movie like they give a dialogue saying most people of Punjab are in drug addicts. Basically like they edited that count.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's one of the, I'm assuming that has something to do with our friends at the CBFC.
Who else?
So tell me, so that's one of the other things that I wanted to ask you, actually, because you're in Bombay, so you've been very much been able to experience the last 2 weeks, all the outrage and all
Yeah.
the, things that have been happening. And then even before, like, after the court approved and passed everything, the film was hit with another setback where it was actually leaked online 2 days before the release, and the leak was a copy for that they had sent to the censor. So it's not a big stretch to figure out who may have possibly leaked the video. So what has the reaction been like in terms of just people, how people responding to the movie?
Now this of course like first when I read like really long back Shahid Kapoor like I'm making a movie called Udta Punjab, like, okay fine might be just some other movie, like I didn't like care that much about it. But then later like when it came close to the release I was like okay I want to see this thing, and then it had really got stuck into the CBFC because they I think according to them like they have a very like this they don't have an open mindset to this thing, like they want to censor everything, like you know
Yeah.
even they had done the James Bond kissing scene Spectre,
Yeah.
they had like reduced it by 50%. I think more than I think that Nihal Lani loves using scissors so much he should become a barber or something. Like seriously, I got so mad. I actually went and I blasted him on Twitter. because like everything is available online. Even if you are going to be muting out all the cuss words, that is how the youth talks today.
Exactly.
Like all the like friends and all that, like in their 20s, like those guys who are going out of college, all, they all talk like that. And like of course, like if you like you, there should be a specific time and place and in front of who you are actually talking these kind of things. Of course, you can't go and say all these things in front of your parents, but.
But and that's one of the biggest complaints about the CBFC, that they have no, they just look at it in very black and white terms. They have no this thing about the context of the overall story or what the film
Yeah,
is trying to
that's what
achieve.
you know
It's
what
just
they'll do. Like they will like see maybe like now in this movie there is this dialogue called this Zameen Banjar Aulaad Kanjar. So they took offense to that line and they said delete that. They're like, why? Of course, I don't understand most now. Most of the movie was in Punjabi, so I don't understand the language. But I don't understand that. Like, what is their problem? Like, why are they acting like the moral police? Like, now I remember my first A-rated movie in the theater that I ever saw was like Departed, the Leonardo one in 2006. That time my dad took me because I was just turning 18. Until that, he stopped me from seeing A-rated movies in theaters.
but I think well, there's two things. One is you're probably the exception in that I feel like a lot of people, a lot of kids still get into A-rated movies somehow or the
Well,
other in Bombay.
that tries because you know I had also tried. I tried to go in for Vastu Shastra, like you know Ram Gopal Varma movie. Like I wore jeans, I wore a coat, and I said, "Oh, you know, you won't get the ticket." Like.
Well, that's one thing, but the other thing also is like, but that is completely fine. It's if you have a movie, give it a rating. That's the CBFC's job. If it's a movie that has swear words, it has scenes not suitable for kids, then you give it an A rating and enforce that, as opposed to saying you have to cut this because like why, if adults are
Yeah,
old enough to
exactly. You
get.
know, I had seen this movie Pyar Ka Panchnama, saw the trailer, I was really excited. Like, you know, it'll be because, you know, that's actually a true story of how these bachelors fall in love with these girls and then how they act weird and then they dump them in the end and all that. So then in this movie, I got so pissed off because all the cuss words were beeped out. Every single cuss word had a beep. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Lip read? I'm like, what's your problem? So that is the thing. And then when we actually heard that Udta Punjab was banned, we were like, what the hell? I straight went and wrote a long post on Facebook against the CBFC because like they now there's now I read on Twitter that the MPAA, that's the Motion Picture Association of America, and the CBFC function in the same way, which is not true because MPAA.
That's definitely
Because
not
the
true.
MPAA will rate films, not censor.
And the thing is, I mean, so they're the only thing they are allowed to do is if there's
Objectionable
if
content.
like they, no, not even objectionable content, but content which they feel might cause like some sort of national security threat or
Yes.
incite this thing. But that criteria is very, it's like whatever Palash Nilani gets offended by, basically, is like no. So like if the thing is you can't make it so that you're not allowed to offend anyone, because no matter what you do, even if Suraj Barjatya makes Prem Ratan Dhan Payo 2, he will offend
Yeah,
someone or
yeah.
the other through some way. There's no way you can
And
not
I
offend
don't think
someone.
that our filmmakers are so stupid that they will make something deliberately to offend someone. They know their job.
Exactly.
But over here, like everybody gets offended, like you know, especially the politicians, because I think even you know, in My Name Is Khan in 2010, there was some big riot and they burnt the posters of the movie. I was like, what? And I didn't
It's
find
crazy. I mean, I think.
anything objectionable in Udta Punjab.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing which I also found funny is like, so there's two things. There's one is like showing Punjab in a bad light, which is a this thing that I completely don't understand, because it's a movie based on real life. I mean, if you just because you don't let the movie release, it's not like people cannot find out what is happening. Or if you just
Yeah.
Google, there's a lot of information and statistics, like that 70% of Punjab youth is
Yeah.
drug addict, etc. A lot of it's very well documented. It's just not something that people are necessarily widely aware of. And so if anything, this movie is good because it's raising awareness about
Exactly.
that issue. That's one. The other thing is, yeah, this whole swear words and like objectionable content. And I found it really funny that the one scene that finally, even after the High Court, they said, okay, we'll agree to this one cut,
The
which was
urination
the
scene.
clip of Shahid Kapoor urinating. But that is in the trailer, which is on YouTube and is playing in theaters. So, I mean, I don't understand like what they think they're going to achieve by not having
No,
it in the
like that's
film.
what I didn't understand because I saw the movie and that scene is in context with what, because they are actually instigating him, like he's on stage and like he's telling them about how he succumbed to drugs injuries and all that. So then they are telling him like that we have not come over here to listen to all your speeches and all, we want to hear a song from you. So that's what that God angers him, and that is when he starts urinating, saying like okay, you want to hear a song, this is the thing, piss on you. So in that context, they've shown it. But CBFC being CBFC, I think we should do the similar thing in front of CBFC's office.
I'm sure there are many people who probably feel the same way.
Yeah, I saw an entire press conference. Like it was there, it was aired on YouTube, like a 55 minutes press conference of the entire Udta Punjab thing. So like all the filmmakers were there. If you might have seen that.
Yeah, I didn't see the full press conference, but I know that it happened just when the.
Yeah, so like Anurag Kashyap was there, of course the director was there, Shahid Alia was there, Mahesh Bhatt, Mukesh Bhatt were there, Satish Kaushik was there, Imtiaz Ali was there, like Zoya Akhtar was there, and even Ekta Kapoor. Everybody was in support of the film, and like they all said that we should sack the censor chief Prahlad Nialani, because like if like we are not allowed to freely express what we want, then like that guy, like he is supposed to be an inside member of the film industry and he's only doing all these things. So then I think that he should be sacked, because I even went and saw Deadpool, and Deadpool has like seven cuts and beeps. I was like, what?
And that's the problem because everyone, the media industry and everyone says is like, don't support piracy, don't like download torrents and download movies. But then if you don't allow the actual movies to be released properly, then there's no way you're going to stop people from downloading it online, especially when it's so easy to download it online. Like,
Yeah. Now I saw this, if you know this movie Masaan by of Vicky Kaushal.
yeah.
So Anurag Kashyap had put up a tweet. I think that they had aired the movie on some online platform where those
Yeah,
people
so
wanted cut.
Hotstar basically
Yeah,
did
Hotstar.
it.
So Anurag Kashyap himself said that go and watch it on torrents.
Exactly, because they completely butchered the movie by cutting out key scenes. But in general, has the public reaction been, are many people now, the worry is that because it's been leaked online, they might actually suffer in terms of ticket sales, but
I know that had happened to Manji.
yeah. But in I but I, f I but one the vibe I seem to be getting looking from afar, of course, is that a lot of people still want to go and watch it in theaters just out of solidarity, and to because everyone is just so frustrated by the censor board and this whole situation.
Yeah, and in fact, what the CBFC has done with this whole controversy, this movie will only make more money because of them.
Exactly, that's the it's a justice in a way, poetic justice. It's and it's interesting because and this now enables us to transition to the next part of the show where we talk about trailers and other fun news and stuff.
And one thing what I saw in this entire list of cuts, they wanted this dog's name called Jackie Chan. They wanted that to
Yeah.
be cut. Why? Why? It'll offend Jackie Chan. I mean, what's your problem?
Yeah, and so which brings me to my next point, which is a trailer this week released for a movie called Great Grand Masti,
Oh
which is
yeah.
and have you did you see that
I'm waiting for that movie.
trailer? But I don't understand how. So apparently the CBFC for Great Grand Masti only proposed 23 cuts compared to 89
No,
for
no,
Udta
no.
Punjab.
This, they had actually refused certification for this movie because of the content. So these makers, they took it to the Film Certification Appellate Tribunal, and those people opposed to 23 cuts, not the CBFC.
Oh, the CBFC also didn't let this.
No, CBFC didn't let this pass.
Interesting. That's at least a bit more consistency, though, because I mean,
What I don't understand is why something like Uttar Punjab or even Aligarh, there was a huge controversy about that as well.
Yeah, Aligarh, because it had an A certificate.
Yeah, but I don't understand why there's so much this thing about these movies, which are, you know, trying to provide a social message and, you know, actually educate people. Whereas for movies like
Yeah.
Great Grand Masti and Masti Zade and all these things, they seem to
क्या कूल है हम?
क्या सुपर क्या कूलम थ्री,
Yeah.
they seem to be able to release and go with, you know, fairly limited hassle. Or you're excited for that movie?
Yeah, I'm actually, because see, like, we, like, most of the thing, we, like, Great Grand Masti and all, we go watch it in the theater, have fun, come back home, forget about it. Like, we are not going to, like, do what they do in the movie and go and, like, woo girls that way, because then, you know, we'll only be slapped.
I think
Yeah.
many people are glad to hear that. But no, that is interesting. But that's also one of the things of you obviously have the sound judgment to know that that is not what you should be doing. The question is whether it then
Yeah.
promotes a kind of sense that this is okay or that this is acceptable. Cool. Any other fun news or things that you saw or upcoming movies that you're excited about?
I'm waiting for this CBFC for the new revamp by Shyam Benegal, because he is
Yes.
actually, like, opposed to the new rating system, which will actually be good.
Yeah, that is
But
unfortunate. Yep.
I'm only worried about his rating called Adult with Caution, because that movies will be screened in red light areas at specific show times and also, like, if one of these kind of movies goes over there and you want to watch it, you won't get the chance to watch it. So that's the only this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think is a terrible idea. But I think that was I think in his official recommendations,
Yeah.
that's not necessarily part of it. That's just something that was said separately. Because
Yeah.
and the there's a problem with these things in India. The processes for this is never transparent. No one knows what's happening half the time. So
That is true.
when these recommend whether these recommendations will be acted on, who will act on them, when is all a big mystery.
I actually think that CBSE should actually be abolished, because in today's times you actually don't need a censor board. Like, I had seen this, I don't know if you heard about this movie. This film is not yet rated. It's a documentary on how the MPAA in America functions with movies. So I actually seen that movie. So in that also, like, you know, there is one sex scene or something, then they, because of that one scene, they will rate it totally adults from restricted, so, you know, that way. But I'm sure it's not as bad over there as it's over here.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think in terms of abolishing the CBFC, I think it needs to be revamped and focused just on rating films. I think rating films, there's some logic too, because you can't, there is some content where you don't want kids to be seeing, or you don't want just anyone to
Yeah, that's why, as in,
be.
like, abolished, as in, like, put only rating,
Yeah,
like, don't use
but
scissors, because the editing, the people who are editing the movie, they have enough of brains to know what is to be cut out and what is not.
yeah, fully agree. Fully agree.
Yeah.
It's also, yeah, that's the thing. It's like they're not going to achieve anything by censoring because people will find ways, like just generally on the internet, like there's everyone will find everything. So there's no logic really in trying to suppress creativity on in terms of the filmmakers.
And in fact, if you see, even for music also, like, people are streaming or downloading music online. Nobody's actually going out and buying a CD.
Yeah.
So I think for me, like, what I think, like, of course, piracy and all is bad, but I think for me is, like, as long as you are seeing the movie or hearing the song, however you are doing it, who cares?
Well, but someone then has to make money. This is the question. So, with
Yeah.
streaming, at least, I think the.
They do get some amount of share.
Yeah, no, I think the music industry has done a very good, both in the US and here. And just globally, has done a fairly decent job of kind of migrating from a physical CD system to online streaming through legal channels like Spotify and Saavn and all of those things. iTunes, exactly. So that, yeah, with films, there is still, you know, you do have people like Netflix and stuff making their own, producing their own movies. And apparently Netflix are, in the US at least, announced plans that they actually want to be able to basically have A, release their movies in theaters also, and B, have movies that are in theaters also available on demand on the same day at home. So all the guy, I think it's a very interesting space. So a lot of things are going to change in the next few years, but we just have to hope that some common sense is applied to these things.
Now, this time about the trailers you are saying about the upcoming movies, I'm waiting for Raman Raghav, Anurag Kashyap's next
Oh yes,
movie.
that is that's all that's
So
releasing
I
next
think that
weekend.
also landed up it with CBFC. I think they were showing that like they're going for six cuts or something. But I saw in Arnab Goswami's interview that they had actually taken the film directly to the FCAT and they passed it without any cuts. That's what I have heard. Now I don't know how true it is.
Yeah, and I think in general there's been a sense in the industry that going straight to FCAT makes more sense because they're a bit more balanced than dealing with the CBFC and revising committee.
Yeah, in fact, this movie Love Games, I don't know if you heard about it, Vikram Bhatt's movie that had come out in April. So these CBFC people, they wanted I think they wanted 18 cuts in the movie, like all the drug references to be removed. Then where the main guy is like actually like hurting himself by cutting himself with blades or he's snorting drugs. They wanted all of that to be removed. So like Mahesh Bhatt and all, they all went to the FCAT and they passed the movie with only one beeped out word. Everything else was good enough. So that is why I enjoyed that movie a lot.
Okay, interesting.
And in fact, I don't understand you. Have you heard of this movie Waiting, Nasiruddin Shah and Kalki?
Yes.
So I went for that movie, and in that movie there were no beeps, no cuts. They were all profanity used. Everything was used in that movie.
No, that's the thing. It's just I think there is of course some, political this thing to it because people know like with the Urta Punjab as an example, like I think the CBFC was under a lot of pressure from the Akali Dal party in Punjab, that's the ruling power. Whereas for a movie like Waiting, they know that no one is very small niche target audience anyway. So there's less scrutiny on that. Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.